Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing this morning? You know what? I have to say this. During the announcements, I could hear the kids talking. I loved it. I love it. It's so wonderful to see all our kids here today. And what a blessing that's going to be. And so we're here. We're glad that you're here on this fourth Sunday of Easter. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about how the Good Shepherd guides us through life and reflecting a little bit on that today. But we are so glad that you're here as we are going to enter in and worship our Good Shepherd today. So let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria as we begin.
Glory be to the Father.
Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. The Lord is our shepherd who meets our needs.
We have to worship God.
Christ, the good shepherd, leads us by still waters.
We have to be refreshed by Him.
Christ, the good shepherd, prepares a banquet for us. Let us worship the one whose goodness and mercy pursues us all our days. Well, let's join together there. If you want to turn in your hymn books, you can. 454. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. He leadeth me, O blessed thought.
Fraud, whatever I do, wherever I
Join together there for our opening prayer. Shepherding God, guardian of our souls, you offer us rest in the safety of grassy pastures. Shower us with your love and offer us fullness of life in your name. Touch our lives that your goodness and love may pursue us every day henceforth. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And our choir is going to be coming and sharing a number with us this morning.
Thank you.
that I'm willing to lay down my life. Wait a minute, why would a shepherd have to lay down his life?
Because
he's tired. Well, yeah, he might be tired, I don't know. But what about if a big, bad wolf comes around? Remember, the big bad wolf wants to eat the sheep? Yeah, and guess what? The shepherd gets that staff, and he's also got another, a thing called, it looks like a club, that in our psalm reading we referred to the rod. And he hits that wolf and says, "Get away! Leave my sheep alone." And it reminds us that God looks out for us. But who does God use to do all that? Well, you said Jesus. Yes, Jesus is all, but I'm looking for another answer. Who do you think God uses to help us to eat and looks out for us and protects us? There you go. Your parents, yes. Or grandparents, or I don't know, maybe once in a while. Do you protect your younger sister? Yeah, there you go. Do you pick on her too, though? Yeah, sometimes she's on us sometimes. Yes, well, yeah. You know what? Some shepherds have dogs. Yeah, my neighbor had a Blue Heelers. He would holler out some cadence at them, and they would come up behind the sheep, and the sheep would move into the barn out of the pasture field. So God takes care of us, loves us, wants us to be able to eat and experience good things in life, because God is our good shepherd. Okay, you can go on downstairs this morning. You got lots of them, Miss Rhea.
Oh, she must have already went down. Oh, no, there she is. Okay. Well, as we go to the Lord in prayer this morning, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning as we go to prayer. Somebody? Anybody? Okay, way back there. What's that?
Unspoken.
Okay. Unspoken, we'll start with. Unspoken. Okay. Any others this morning? Yeah, let's.
I have good news. My dad had his shoulder surgery. It went without a hitch. He's eating well.
Great.
He's tired of the sling.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, that's great. That's good news. Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
My granddaughter got a call yesterday that Sharon Springer passed away in her sleep Friday evening.
Interesting. Okay, wow. Dad, and some of you know, some of you may know the Springer family from Champaign County, was involved with the fair a lot and their kids, and we're real close friends with Smoke and Mary Shout. And I know he passed away, a couple years ago from cancer. And so Sharon passed. So we want to remember the Springer family this morning then. Somebody else? Yes. Yes.
And I want to tell everybody that Megan is doing pretty well on her dialysis. Frank is learning how to do it so that they can do it at home. They go to Dayton every day at 5, have to be down there at 5:30, and it lasts till about 9:30. And he's learning how to hook her up and run the machines and everything.
Yeah.
And she's feeling better, so it is helping.
That's good. That's good. And you know what? Well, I should have said something last Sunday, but can you fill out one of the slips?
Sure.
And I can get her on, so we can remember her and keep her in prayer fairly regularly, because we also want to pray for the transplant too, getting a kidney, and definitely needs there. But she's on the dialysis and so. Somebody else? Yes.
From the prayer group, we have several. Ellie's mom, she's 94, and she got a clot, but she also has COVID. That's Ellie Brandman.
What was, did you say her name?
Hawkins. Mrs. Hawkins.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that from last week. Yeah.
Ellen Hawkins.
Oh, Ellen. Okay.
Ellen.
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 With
today.
Oh, Helen, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. And Tim Williams, many know him. He had surgery.
Oh.
He's doing well.
Good.
Ellen Barnes, she asked us to pray for her grandparents, both of them, Jean and John. And Elaine's granddaughter, maybe you want to say something about
She's blonde. She had what they thought was just strep throat, and it turned it into a severe abscess, and they had to do surgery that day. And she's coming around.
Okay, yes. We definitely want to keep Lana in our prayers as she's recovering. And Jean and John, we want to remember. And for Tim, which I didn't know about Tim, but I noticed he hadn't been there for about a week or so for subbing. So, and then for Helen with COVID. And what was the other? Besides
yeah, blood clot.
Oh, blood clot. Yeah, clot. Okay. Yeah, so we definitely want to remember that.
The beauty of the trees and the flowers and the tulips.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
David Perk Fletcher graduated in 73. Was doing kidney dialysis for the last several years. And I guess every 6 weeks they got to change the tubes, and it's been like clockwork. Well, Thursday or Friday, I don't know which morning, they changed him, and he was laying there, and I guess the blood clot took off, and he died. So a prayer for his family, Dave Burton.
Okay. All right. I didn't catch, what was the very last part of that? Oh, he did. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, he had talked about it, and yeah, sorry, I missed the very end there. Okay, so I'm going to switch this then. Okay, yeah, we want to remember that family in our prayers then this morning. I thought I saw another hand. Yeah.
Gary Roberts family.
Yeah. Want to remember the Roberts family? That was... horseshoe pitching buddy.
Well, he was very prominent in horseshoe pitching, but over that, he was down in Piketon County. He was always involved in children's services and, and that sort of thing. He's director of a lot of things. He's pretty well known.
Okay, yeah. So we want to remember that. I'm asking for prayers for the Newcomb family. Brian was a colleague. Pastored St. David's UCC in Kettering for like 17 years, and he pastored 25 years before that in St. Louis. We had prayed for him. He had been on our monthly, was battling kidney cancer, and this last time when his immunotherapy quit working, he went downhill real quick, and he's in his mid-60s. And I appreciate your prayers for the family there. And anybody else then before we go to prayer this morning? All right, so well, there are lots of different names there to remember, and we want to lift them up while she plays there. We can do that quietly in our seats there, and then I'll come and close us out in prayer. Thank you. Lord, as we pause today, we're grateful for your goodness in our lives. We're thankful for all the blessings, the beauty that we see around us that was talked about earlier with the joy. Lord, the growing grass, the flowers, the spring air, and the sunshine. We're just so thankful for all of those things that, and the beauty that we enjoy every day. And Lord, we think about those today that have been mentioned, so many of them that are battling various things, Lord, today, and especially those that are battling illness. Lord, we just want to lift up them to you today as we think about Megan on dialysis, and thank you that they're able to go through that treatment. But Lord, we're also asking that you would open up a door for a kidney transplant and a kidney for her. Lord, and we thank you for that. And Lord, we pray for Helen today with COVID and the clot, Lord. Lord, we just ask for your healing touch for her. Lord, we pray for Tim this morning, who's recovering from surgery, and also Lana, who's recovering from surgery on this abscess. Lord, may you give them strength and be with them. We lift up Jean and John today, whatever may be going on there. Lord, we just ask for your touch for them today, as only you can do. Lord, we lift up the Bird family and the Newcomb and the Roberts family and the Springer family, all of these that were mentioned today with the loss of their loved ones. Lord, we pray for your grace and your peace and your comfort for all of those. We're thankful today that you are able to extend your love and hand through various ones that just can be an encouragement and a comfort to these folks during this time. Lord, thank you for each one that's here today. Lord, if they come in burdened or carrying something today, maybe something heavy, Lord, we think about the two unspoken needs today. Lord, you know what those are, and you know the needs of the people today, because you are our great shepherd, and we're thankful for that. And you see every need that we have. Because of you, we are able to say, I lack nothing. And so, Lord, whatever that may be today, may you meet those needs today. Lord, if others today need encouragement, maybe they've been battling discouragement and depression and other things, Lord, I pray for your encouragement today for each of those. Lord, I think about those on our monthly list, so many of them facing treatments of battling cancer and other illnesses, Lord. We just lift up every one of them to you and ask that you would minister to them as only you can do. And we're grateful and thankful for all of that, Lord, today. And Lord, we ask your blessing on the rest of our time together. Lord, as we break open the bread of your word, may it feed our souls and our lives and our spirits, Lord. Encourage faith. And let us know that and remind us that you are the one watching over us every day, that we don't ever take that for granted, but we're grateful and thankful for that. And so we give you praise for all of these things as we ask it in the name of Jesus, our good shepherd, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for praying with us this morning. And also now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And again, thank you so much for your faithful giving. It continues the work of our ministry and continues to use us to be a blessing. Just this past week, we were talking about a need through our missions program, local missions that's a part of our budget to help somebody out. And so it's your generous giving that helps us to be able to do those kind of things when need arises. So as our ushers come, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Whether next door, across our country, or around the world, may God bless our gifts and church. In Christ's name, we present our gifts. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I don't want to embarrass them or anything, but the Martins are with us, or the Francises are with us this morning. And they were sharing with me that they were married in this church how many years ago? 69 years ago. And yes. So that's just a blessing there. And I always give them a hard time every time I see them. And he didn't share a joke with me, but in a moment here, I'm going to share one. So. Okay, yeah. So our scripture reading this morning is coming from a very, very familiar passage. In fact, the fourth Sunday after Easter every season is the Good Shepherd Sunday. And I'm going to read a little bit from John 10 where Jesus talks about being the Good Shepherd. But this one here we're so familiar with. And I decided to read it from a different version, so that you can get a little bit different perspective about it this morning. You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water, and you refresh my life. You are true to your name, and you lead me along the right paths. I may walk through valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid. You are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff make me feel safe. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest and fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live forever in your house, Lord. And then from John chapter 10, I'm going to just be reading verses 14 and 15. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. And I give my life for my sheep. That is God's word this morning for us. And pray God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, as far as ham sandwiches go, it was perfection. A thick slab of ham on a fresh bun with crisp lettuce and plenty of expensive light brown gourmet mustard. Are you getting hungry? The corners of my jaw were aching in anticipation as I carried it to the table in our backyard, and I picked it up with both hands when all of a sudden my wife stopped me by poking me in the side. Here, take Johnny, who was their six-week-old son, while I go get my sandwich, she said. Well, I had to balance him on my elbow and shoulder, and reaching again for that ham sandwich, I noticed a streak of mustard on my finger. I love mustard, and I had no napkin, so I just licked it off. But I realized it was not mustard. No man has ever put a baby down faster. It was the first and only time I sprinted with my tongue extruding out as I ran. And with a washcloth in my hand, I did sort of a routine shoeshine boy on my tongue. Later, after my wife stopped crying from laughing so hard, she says, "Now you know why they call that fancy mustard poopon." I want to talk to you this morning about our amazing shepherd. If we can get that image out of our mind for a moment and shift gears. Scripture overflows with metaphors and images of God. They help us understand God's character and goodness and power and love. Our reading this morning conveys one of the most well-known and beloved images of God in all of Scripture. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. What a confession. Think about that for a moment. I wonder if we can say that. This confession of God as shepherd reminds me this morning, and I think reminds all of us, that as I had up there on the PowerPoint earlier, that God guides us through all of life. And God's guidance is an act of caring and leading into our lives by our God. And so I want to talk a couple, you know, you could preach on this in many, 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 many different ways, and I have over the years, but I want to focus on two things that I want you to see this morning, and so hopefully this will maybe make something fresh for us this morning, for our lives. First of all, the Good Shepherd leads us on paths that sustain us. And as we read through that beginning part, it's very obvious that God leads us steadily to generous places. One of the things that just really struck me as I was thinking about this psalm this week is how generous God is in all of this. You know, when sheep lie down, it's because they feel safe and satisfied. And in fact, anytime anyone finds a green grassy area, now you gotta put yourself a little bit in the perspective of the psalmist. Anytime you find a green grassy area in the middle of the desert or the wilderness, which is what most of the Holy Land is, you are seeing something fresh. And it reminds us that there is fresh provision and fresh satisfaction that God can bring into our lives. And then add to this, resting near waters that are right there for us that we can get to anytime. When you add all that together, we have a recipe for provision and refreshment in the chaos of life. Are you needing some refreshment this morning? Are you needing to be revived? Well, that's what we see God does. God revives our lives. Whatever we're facing in life, whatever we're going through. I mean, have you ever had those days where you're just so exhausted, so worn out, and you're like, come on, mom and dad, take the kids for a while so that we can just, or whatever it may be. There's nothing like regaining one's vitality and strength when we're feeling weary and exhausted. You know, as I was thinking about this, I started thinking about all the similar stories of restoration in the Gospels. When Jesus healed people, or he fed them, or he gives them an encouraging word, in almost every one of those scenarios, we see that the persons that encountered Jesus just went away full of joy, went away a little less burdened in life. And sometimes we know what it's like when the burdens of life are weighing us down, don't we? Those heavy things and we're carrying along and we just need that lessening, that joy, you know. That's why I share those jokes. And I know sometimes they get close to the edge at times and everything. I was telling Lisa and Tom Maxson out at the softball game tonight. I can't remember. Somebody came up and was telling us some story. And we all started laughing. And I said, I can have a little bit of a warped sense of humor once in a while. You know, so, but there's something about laughter that helps make a difference. And there's nothing as important as experiencing that in our lives. And it's interesting that one particular story in the Gospels, the story of the feeding of the 5,000, begins by Jesus. It says that Jesus had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And the disciples are like, hey, Jesus, let's just send all these people back home so we can go into town and get something to eat. And we are told that Jesus rebuked the disciples and said, no, you go feed them. They're all like, what? What are we going to do? And as the story goes, Jesus says, what do you have? And so one of them, I can't remember if it's Philip, Andrew, Peter, whoever it was, said, we got 2 loaves and 2 fishes. And Jesus said, that's fine. But I want you to hear what it says. In Mark's gospel, Mark's the only one that points this out. He says to tell them to sit down on the green grass. What did we just hear our shepherd takes us to and makes us lie down on? Green grass. Fresh provision. And Jesus did that miracle. More than 5,000. More than 5,000. And it says they went away satisfied. Beautiful picture of how our good shepherd operates in our lives. Because he sustains us. He sustains us. Do you need some sustaining this morning? Maybe so. Second thing, the Good Shepherd leads us on paths that are right for us. Right for us. I'm very specific in my wording there, because here's what I want you to see, is that God leads us on paths that are best for each of us. Each of us. Your path is different from my path. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever run across somebody that you were talking to and just in the conversation they told you what they did for a living, and in that moment, you didn't say it out loud, but in your moment, you were in your head, you were thinking, there is no way I could do what they do in life. Why do we get those thoughts? Because that's not our path. That is not our path. I meet people and they love to do certain things that I would never want to do in life. But they love it. It's because each of us has a path, a right path for each of us. And whatever that path entails, only God and you can figure that out, whatever that involves. We may not always know when, we may not always know where, we may not always know how God will lead us or what the path may entail. But we can trust that God is faithful and wants the best for us. I was sharing a little bit with the kids about the staff and the rod, the protection, the guidance that's there, the shepherd watching out for us, whatever's going on in life. The shepherd is there to guide and direct us. And here's the thing, and I was thinking about that this week. It's not like we hear God say, Jason, do this, you know, tomorrow at 8 a.m., da, da, da. No, we get up in the morning, we start getting ready, we go and we fill up our car with gas and we're heading to work and something happens and we just decide to do this. Or we get to work and we're just going to do our everyday thing. And somebody, you walk in the door, one of your coworkers, and you look at that sad look on their face, and instead of going into your desk, you go right over to them and say, hey, what's going on? You look a little down today. What is that? I think that's just God guiding us. You may think it's just you, and that's okay. But I think that's just the way God kind of just directs our lives, and we have that happen so often, we don't even think otherwise. It's like sometimes when I talk to the kids at school and they're saying, well, hey, I said, what are you going to do when you graduate? Well, I'm going to so-and-so college and I'm going to be a nurse or I'm going to do this. And there's a smile on their face. Some of them, it's already clicked what they're going to be doing. And I just believe that's God's leading in our lives. But then sometimes things are different. And as we all know, life is not easy. But God goes with us through uncomfortable places. Have you ever been through some uncomfortable places? I have. And there's been a few of them where as soon as I got into it, I'm like, I got to get out of here. I don't want to be here. It's not always easy. Sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do, isn't it? And even when we face the dark valleys that upset the norm, take us out of our comfort zone, we are encouraged to fear not and move forward. Why? Because God is with us. And when I think about those particular challenges I face or my family has faced or our church has faced, I am thankful that we do not journey alone. It reminds me of a story that I read about the Scottish reformer, John Craig. He lived from 1512 to 1595, who was arrested for heresy during the Spanish Inquisition. Now, I don't know if you have ever read anything about church history, but those inquisitions were like, okay, here, let me give you the closest thing I can think of in American history, Salem witch burnings. Yeah. We just accuse people and horrible things have happened out of that. Well, he was arrested and he was sent to prison in Rome. And on the eve of his scheduled execution, Pope Paul IV died. And the people of Rome were in an uproar. And someone ended up releasing some of the prisoners, and John was one of them that got released. Well, once the crowd was subdued, settled down, soldiers were sent out to recapture the prisoners. But the soldier who found John ignored him and went the other way because John had ministered to him while he was a prisoner in that jail. A few weeks later, while John was resting next to a pond and wondering how he could continue without provisions, John was approached by a large black dog with a purse in its mouth. In fact, the handle of the purse was in his mouth. And hesitantly, John kept pushing the dog away, but eventually the dog dropped the purse into his lap. And when he opened it up, the purse was full of gold coins. I share that with you this morning. Seems kind of a crazy story, doesn't it? But it reminds me that we serve an amazing shepherd. Now, we may not have gold coins dropped into our lap, but God does little things in our lives that guides us and keeps us on track. And sometimes when the road gets difficult and the way is dark and we wonder how we're going to make our way through it, our good shepherd brings people along that encourage us or provide for us or whatever it may be. What an amazing shepherd we follow, who sustains us and leads us on those right paths to right places. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a moment or two and this morning, and you can greet one another and share the blessing, and then we will close out by singing our little chorus there, Gentle Shepherd, this morning. So, when I first read that story, I got on the internet, I was looking for historical sites to do some verification and stuff. And it seems to me that kind of wonders what happened to his life. As we sing Gentle Shepherd this morning. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need
us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day.
Join together there for our benediction in the bulletin. Go with the leading of our great shepherd. May God's shepherding love lead us into the future, empowered by the Spirit and embraced by the presence of Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen.